Rondine Marks, how are you?
Good morning. We're still in April, right?
Yeah. It's been, the last 6 months have been April, as far as I know.
Just checking. We was just saying to Zanati off air that we're almost 2 months inside the house arrest lockdown shtick.
You two months?
Looks like we are nearly 2 months, my friend.
So, but it does look like Israel is going to start easing, or it has started easing the restrictions, and you'll be out and about in your, I mean, can you even still wear stilettos?
You know me, Howard. You know that if I'm going to be wearing a mask and gloves and the whole surgical getup, I'm at least going to accessorize it properly.
Absolutely. And you know what? That's what I respect. That's what I respect about you. Yeah, it's a. What is going on in Israel with us? I mean, what are you allowed to, what are you going to be allowed to do?
Okay, so as we speak, the government is meeting to discuss further restrictions that we're going to be lifting. So over the past week, they've allowed up to 30% of the workforce to return to offices, as long as they keep with what we call purple badge ordinances, that there's somebody to check temperatures, that there's social distancing practices, that there are masks, that the hand washing hygiene keeps happening throughout the day. And I was watching a very, very interesting interview on what we could possibly expect after lockdown, and you know that you're going to be asking Dr. Marburg about hand washing, which I think is very relevant to all of us around the world. You know, how many times a day do we need to make sure that we're washing our hands? A few businesses have been allowed to open. One of the controversial decisions was allowing IKEA to open. I mean, you know, that's part of like the national psyche here to go
absolutely
to IKEA.
You know, you go to Israel, you go to the Western Wall, you go to IKEA, Masada, yeah.
That's pretty much Israeli society in a nutshell. And people queued very, very patiently. IKEA were very smart in giving them umbrellas to hold in the hot sun, but they've got all the processes in place. They've got the software that screens body temperature. They're restricting the amount of people in. You've got to wear your mask. You now have to wear your mask if you're over the age of 6, otherwise you'll be fined 200 shekels. They are keeping with the ordinances, and many small businesses have felt, you know, if IKEA can open, so can we. So there's been debate over the past week, and now it's been discussed which businesses will be open. So they are discussing the possibility of opening stores that are, words, if you're not confined in a mall, you might be able to open up from Sunday, of course, in keeping with all the social distancing and hygiene laws. They're also discussing if hairdressers, which is a huge issue. I mean, not everybody was as smart as I am, Howard, who had their hair, the color touched up just as we went in. So now I'm due a roots touch-up.
Right, of course.
It takes a lot of maintenance to look this naturally redhead. But they're saying that hairdressers can open up, street-facing hairdressers, as long as they restrict the numbers and they wear rubber gloves and masks and everything. So basically, if you're going to be doing hair, you are going to be looking like a surgeon. Also starting to go back are kindergartens and schools up to grade 3, but in rotation. Yesterday, the Ministry of Education called all the principals, janitors, caretakers, secretaries, vice principals of schools to return to work. So they're starting the process of at least opening up for the earlier grades. And you can actually feel the sense of relief from parents of small children all over the country. What's going to happen with daycare centers is still unclear, and the older classes is still unclear. I mean, I think my neighbors have absolutely had it with the homeschooling.
We're just getting going here, and I can tell you, parents look a lot older this Friday than they did last Friday. I can tell you, there's not even a question.
I think my neighbor who has 2 kids under the age of 3, short of calling in the Shabbat to deal with her kids, I think she's just had enough. All I hear the whole day is die, die. Just stop. And let's not even discuss the other ones with the high school kids, because she also, I heard her giving a, giving them a right talking to in a non-educational way the other day. But this is the situation.
You know, you can't blame parents. I'm sorry.
Special needs schools. Can't.
Yeah, oh, special needs school. I mean, that's also parents with special needs kids. It can't be easy.
Well, the special needs schools opened up this week, and they're doing it in a rotation basis, no more than 3 kids per class, and they're taking turns. You know, and with that, we've also got to consider, you know, the other issues, you know, disruptions to routines, and how this affects the kids as well. So that's where we're holding with as far as lifting restrictions. Also, which is going to be quite a big thing, especially for small business owners, is allowing restaurants to open to takeaways only. At the moment, restaurants that do deliveries have, but there is a possibility that from Sunday you can go and get takeout from the restaurant, and they may start to increase the amount of people who are allowed in their offices. But I know some of the major companies are saying, you know, they're not in a hurry for people to come back to work. They'll assess it as it goes. But let's look at our COVID stats. We have done a record amount of testing this week. We've significantly increased the amount of tests, and naturally we're going to find more infections. So where we are this morning, we're at 14,803 confirmed cases since the beginning, 139 in serious condition, 109 on ventilators, which is down from yesterday, 192 fatalities. We lost 2 people yesterday, 1 overnight, and a now record 5,611 full recoveries. So that's where we are.
Jenny says, it's so ironic. I know people who are taking the kids out of private schools going forward and are going to be doing homeschooling. Quite amazing. I can tell you that my daughter is thriving doing with homeschooling. But so it is interesting. Look, I don't think it's normal homeschooling in that they're on Zoom and they are still talking to their teachers and their friends, and you know. So, but it is interesting how people are having different types of experiences. But then again, we haven't been locked in our places for as long as people have in Israel, which I think is also part of it. What is happening on Yom HaTzma'ut in Israel, Rolien?
So this is going to be difficult. A lot of controversy this week because the Ministry of Defense made the decision to shutter the cemeteries on Yom HaZikaron. They're going to shut all access points to the cemeteries. They don't want to encourage large groups of families meeting in the military cemeteries because of the threat that this could pose to each other, especially more elderly family members. So what they've encouraged families to do, and it's really a holiday or a commemoration that is felt by everybody in the country, because since I've made Aliyah, the one tradition that I hold every year, whether I do it by myself or with somebody, is I always go to the cemetery for Yom HaZikaron, and we won't be able to this year. But what they've said to families is, please try and stagger your visits until about lunchtime on Monday. Yom HaZikaron will come in, and then they're going to stop all access to the cemeteries. And we'll probably have a ceremony at the Kotel like we do every year, but without the gathering of bereaved families, and probably without a big honor guard from the IDF. We'll have to see how the IDF decide, you know, how they're going to do that. Yad Vashem held their Yom HaShoah ceremony this week. It was extremely, extremely poignant and moving. I think even more so because the silence. There were, you know, there were no audience members at Yad Vashem, and I think it really lent itself to the depth and the emotions of the day. Yom HaAtzmaut is going to be the difficult one. It is a day in the calendar that, you know, Israelis truly, truly relish. and we're not going to have our major flyover, which many people are saying, you know, couldn't they do that? It's not like we're gathering on the beaches, but it would really help the morale of the country to see our magnificent Israel Air Force and El Al flying over. So what they will be doing is the acrobatics unit will be doing air acrobatics outside of the hospitals to pay tribute and to thank frontline staff who are working round the clock to save lives. That will be happening. We will be in full lockdown for Yom HaAtzmaut. We will not be allowed to go to each other's houses or into the forests to do Ala Aish or onto the beaches like we normally. We will be housebound and we won't be allowed to leave our neighborhoods and our cities. We'll be allowed, you know, the days before to go to the pharmacy to get essential. But other than that, we will be on full lockdown, which I think is going to be especially difficult for kids who really look forward to this time of the year where you can go to the Air Force bases and, you know, we go to the beach. We love the flyover. So a very cute video has been released by the Home Front Command instructing children how they can celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut at home. And what can I say? We're just going to have to do it up big next year.
Yep, Dan, that's exactly. I think that's got to be the message, is that this is 1 year and let's make this year count so that we can enjoy next year. That's really got to be the message. I don't want to let you go before I talk to you about my least favorite Israeli politician, who is the Minister of Health. What is happening with him?
Well, if you heard a loud whoop of joy yesterday, that will be Israelis very, very happy that, the Health Minister Litzman has asked to be moved from his ministerial post. He is not a popular figure in Israel at the moment. He has been criticized for not communicating properly with his community about the threats of COVID-19 resulting in heavy infections and losses in those communities. He has been seen flouting the social distancing laws, and he's a figure that it took the medical fraternity to write an open letter to Gantz and Netanyahu to say, please, do not allow this man to be health minister. And he has asked to move ministries, asked to move to the housing ministry, which is one that was offered to him in the first place. Housing and health are two ministries that the Haredi political establishment typically go for. But he's been asked to move ministries, and this has made a lot of Israelis feel much more secure with regards to the handling of COVID-19. Some have asked that Naftali Bennett, who is without portfolio and now moves out of the defense ministry, people have said maybe he should be considered the health minister for the way that he has conducted himself through this crisis, managing things very, very methodically with a lot of education, with a lot of thought, with a lot of good communication. So we will see what happens there. In news this morning, Amir Peretz from the Labour Party, he will be taking the portfolio of a finance minister, and his fellow Labour party members, the only two portfolios or the only two Labour party members that now have our Chavre Knesset, Itzik Shmuli, he'll be welfare minister. So Peretz will now, as financial minister, he will now be part of the security cabinet. So things, we do have progress as far as government is concerned. Of course, a lot of criticism. Did Gantz sell his voters out to Netanyahu? Has Netanyahu sold out the right to become centrist? But you know what? At the end of the day, we need a government, and it
absolutely
has to function.
Right. Absolutely right. Rolene Marks, you have a wonderful weekend, a Shabbat Shalom, and just keep safe and healthy. And